Welcome, brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining our Mother and Refuge of the End Time. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Message of St. Michael the Archangel to Luz de Maria, November 18, 2022. Beloved people of our King and Lord Jesus Christ, I am sent by the Most Holy Trinity at this time of confusion. Pilgrim people, may the divine love with which our King and Lord Jesus Christ and our Queen and Mother have addressed each one of you encourage you so that you do not fall into confusion, into that temptation in which your brothers and sisters find themselves, not having the good sense to look at what is happening on earth, denying everything with great ignorance. Humanity must live with the constant need to aspire to stand beside our King and Lord Jesus Christ and our Queen and Mother. The creature will live in peace only if in its life it feels the need for our King and Lord Jesus Christ and our Queen and Mother. That is, when its thinking will be fixed on our King and Lord Jesus Christ and our Queen and Mother. In this way, human beings will know that they are on the right path. Otherwise, they will only live according to fleeting aspirations and false illusions, to which the evil oppressor of souls can lead them to succumb in an instant. Beloved of our King and Lord Jesus Christ, being incapable of loving life, you continue to despise it and continue not to value it. It is necessary for each person to have the certainty that you possess attributes with which the Father has endowed you in order to love God and to love your neighbor, and to be love, holy and pure, welcoming your neighbor and acknowledging that God is everything in your life. Believing that God exists, loving God above all things, Matthew chapter 22 verses 37 to 40, does not make you less human, but freer. Therefore, he who loves his brother is truly a human being, a witness to the Trinitarian love. Humanity will acquire the certainty that without God it is nothing. It will live in inner emptiness because of despising the one it should love, our King and Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and rose again to grant redemption to the human race. Therefore, not forgetting that heaven warns you out of love, you live with an obligation to adore the Most Holy Trinity. Being aware of the greatness that Trinitarian love imprints within you. People of our King and Lord Jesus Christ, this people are like the waves of the sea. They come and go without attaining spiritual stability. They seek sensationalism and not the truth. War will continue in one place or another. Winter comes with the burning fire of arms. The discontent of peoples will lead them to revolt. People of our King and Lord Jesus Christ, the earth is opening up within it. Earthquakes are intensifying and they will have greater force. Pray, people of the Most Holy Trinity, pray for Central America, for Mexico, and for the United States. The earth is shaking. Pray, people of the Most Holy Trinity, pray for Panama, Chile, Ecuador, Colombia, and Brazil. Their land will be shaken. Pray, people of the Most Holy Trinity, pray. There will be uncertainty where the eyes of humanity are turned at this moment. Pray, people of the Most Holy Trinity, pray. Pray for France, Russia, Germany, Iraq, Ukraine, and Libya, the specter of war will be more visible. Pray, people of the Most Holy Trinity, pray for Japan. It will be shaken and persecuted. People of our King and Lord Jesus Christ, maintain inner peace so that the fire of evil would not burn within you. Pray, put prayer into practice, persevere, confess your sins, and receive the body and blood of our King and Lord Jesus Christ. I defend you, call upon me. In the unity of the faithful people, I bless you. Saint Michael the Archangel, Hail Mary, most pure, conceived without sin. Hail Mary, most pure, conceived without sin. Hail Mary, most pure, conceived without sin. Commentary of Luz de Maria. Brothers and sisters, in his love for the people of our King and Lord Jesus Christ, Saint Michael the Archangel alerts us to a range of trials that the people of his beloved King will suffer. But humanity has forgotten to pray and repent, because at the moment all things are good, even sin. We go forward with faith, with constancy, not forgetting divine protection. We continue the path of purification, the path of inner growth, of being closer to Christ and our Blessed Mother, and more fraternal, in order to face what is to come for our generation. Amen.